Welcome back to the Big Sports Breakfast. Joining us in our little studio here, TK, in our little room. It is a flash room. Our producer, Benny Lloyd, is looking after us. But Adam Pengilly from the Sydney Morning Herald. Good morning, mate.
Morning, Laurie. Very impressed, boys. You've infiltrated Queensland camp in your first day in Brisbane.
We have, and we are staying at the same hotel as the Origin team. We walked in yesterday. The first person we saw was Kevvy Wallace.
Oh, really?
What are you blokes doing here?
I think poor old Kevvy was going for a bit of a stress relief run. Isn't it funny? When we first arrived in Melbourne, you wouldn't believe it, we're driving to the New South Wales Hotel, and who's running on the street? Kevvy Walters.
Was that the day we had all the injury dramas with Dane Gagai and everything like that?
Absolutely.
Poor old Kevvy's running around Melbourne like a headless chook.
We didn't know at the time, but we saw Kevvy running, and then we saw him stop and take a phone call, and someone said, oh, that must be important.
Yeah.
And then we got to the hotel, and we did our interview, and then we found out, breaking news, that Billy Slater had pulled out of Origin 1. So, but he's not going to pull out of Origin 3. It's a big occasion for Queensland tomorrow night, Adam, and also for Billy Slater.
Yeah,
you know, first-time captain in Queensland.
It has to be a huge game for Billy, I know, tomorrow night, Laurie. And I've been south of the border most of the week with the New South Wales team, and as much as they try and deny it, it's just had a different feel about it this week. It is a dead rubber. You know, they're a lot more relaxed, probably not as much on the line. I think most of the focus for this game in Origin 3 is going to be around Queensland. You know, what's going to happen with DCE, Billy's last game.
It's all about Queensland. That's Origin's all about Queensland.
Yeah, it is. And Kevvy's got a lot at stake as well, I think, in this game as well.
Absolutely.
You know, he's going to try and restart the rebuilding of Queensland, I suppose. He want to finish off this series on a winning note. And Jimmy Maloney spoke earlier in the week, boys, about trying to leave some sort of mental scars for Queensland going into Game 1 next year if New South Wales can win. And I don't know, Laurie, do you think they can do that if they win?
No, I don't. I don't think there'll be mental scars. Mm. I just think that, and we spoke to Gordon Tallis about this off air last night. He believes there's a number of young guys that they were considering to play in this game, but they wanted to hold them back just so in case they didn't win. That they wanted to give these players the opportunity to pull themselves out of the hole and show that they deserve to be in the Queensland side going forward. Darren Lockie was on the back page of the Courier Mail today saying that if they don't perform, then this will be their last opportunity to play for Queensland. So they come into this game under plenty of pressure, but they know what's at stake and they need to play well, because if they don't, their future is, you know, down the gurgle.
Yeah,
I
there's
suppose.
No doubt
you know,
about
Wallace,
that.
Cherry Evans, well, there's no Billy Slater, but there's a lot to play for some of those
the
guys
old
tomorrow.
Pick
night.
And stick will go out the window. Now, mate, we've been fascinated with your little article this morning in the Herald saying about the AFL ground now in the heart of Royal Randwick in the centre of the racecourse.
Interesting story, isn't it, TK? I know ATC have been working on this deal with the AFL for a number of weeks now. I think it was probably of the instigation from the Swans and head coach John Longmire in particular. We know that the Swans have had a lot of issues with their training ground there at Moore Park across the road from the SCG, that Kippax Oval or Tramway Oval, whatever you want to call it, with the light rail construction, just further narrowing that field. It's significantly narrower than what, say, an MCG would be, a full-size AFL field. And they approached the ATC about saying, hey, can we use some of that facility at Randwick and maybe look at doing a deal for the Swans to train out of that? So it's not over the line by any stretch of the imagination at this stage. There still needs to be a feasibility study done. They have lodged the DA with the local council, but at this stage, it looks like it's going to be going ahead. And I suppose some good synergies for both clubs there in terms of growing club memberships, having some race days with an AFL theme. So the ATC jumped at the chance.
Yeah.
Does it mean our cars still get bogged in the middle?
That's what I was about to ask you about the car parking inside. But I'm sure they'll work out some type of deal there. But, the Swans...
Makes sense.
They're always forward-thinking, though, the Swans, aren't they? They're always thinking about what they can do next. And they've also got the support of the AFL behind them as well, haven't
Absolutely.
They?
Absolutely. So this is a deal not just for the Swans, it's for AFL, New South Wales, ACT as well as the Giants as well, have those sort of race day themes. So I'm not sure the Giants will be training at the facility, but the Swans will be using it primarily. But the Giants aren't excluded from this sort of whole-of-game partnership with the ATC.
Nature Strips, this fascinating runner, hasn't got a slot in the Everest yet, but there's other news regarding Nature Strip.
Yeah, every second day, TK, there seems to be some sort of more news around Nature Strip. Obviously, the owners come out yesterday and said, listen, we've had some pretty significant offers to buy the horse and take it off our hands, and some offers in excess of $2 million, according to some reports, and they've so far knocked them back. So at this stage, the current owners will keep forging on with Nature Strip. His next start's going to be in that Bletchingley Stakes at the end of July down there in Melbourne, a race that potentially have Vega Magic as well as Danon Liberty, that highly rated import for Darren Weir, the stablemate to Nature Strip. So that'll be sort of his next sort of fork in the road, I suppose, for where he goes later in the spring.
You guys know a lot more about racing than I do, but wouldn't you want to lock your horse in earlier to give it the best prep? and know what the preparation should be like for, and just target for that one race? Because the longer you leave it, isn't it sort of getting out of your control?
Trainers want to know.
If you're a trainer, yes, you want to lock your horse into that race if as soon as you possibly can.
Holder.
If you're a slot holder, I'd probably be waiting as long as possible and try and get an in-form horse close to the race. Yeah. Just personal opinion.
Right.
Because the obvious ones are gone now, right? So they've already got their slots. So you'd want to get the hot horse moment.
Why wouldn't you?
In her time last year, not saying it would have won the Everest, but that was the horse that missed out who was definitely deserving of a spot.
But why wouldn't you lock in, say, a Nature Strip now? Because you said it's running in the Bletchingly?
Bletchingly in a few weeks' time.
If it comes out and goes bang, isn't... more slot holders will be fighting over Nature Strip than what they would be now. And, you know, if you're trying to cut a deal, it'd be easier to cut a deal now rather than
100%.
Wait for it to win that race.
That's right. That's the fascination about this race. The backroom deals, and people learnt so much from last year to this year. So they're all a bit cagey. There's a lot of blokes and women involved who are pretty smart looking for a deal. Adam, geez, that time has raced by. It's 7 o'clock already. We'll let you go and get on the Ferris wheel in the back, the Brisbane Eye in the background, all right?
Beautiful morning in Brisbane, boys. I'll enjoy my walk back to my hotel.
We'll chat again tomorrow morning.